You're listening to the Bethel University Chapel Podcast, recorded from the Everest Rohr Chapel Fine Arts Center in Mishawaka, Indiana. Thanks for listening.
Oh, thank you for a great intro. Thank you for the welcome. It's an honor to share with you today. Bethel is a special place. And it's exciting to share a little bit of my journey with you. I've been here for 22 years. Bethel has been really a second home. It's been a journey, so you can see we have quite a few pictures for you. Came in the fall of 2022 as a sophomore. I transferred, and here this past year I've been coaching here as a head coach 15 years, but you know, coaching for over 17. So it's a special place. I've had a lot of special moments. Met my beautiful wife here. Our daughter graduated from Bethel. Our grandson loves Bethel. So you heard me right. Yes, I'm a grandpa. My wife's a grandpa. Hudson is right here. He loves Bethel. So you can say hi to him. Our soccer guys love him. But I have to confess, his favorite sport is not soccer. So he loves basketball. So he's definitely a basketball fan. So you can come and say hi to him. So a lot of special moments, world-changing trips, being blessed and privileged to go, you know, close to 20 countries, you know, doing meaningful work, just meeting people and really get to be a part of God's work across the globe. And then, you know, got to also coaching. I mean, this is a great experience, but it wasn't just this year. I think over my whole time here, it's been an incredible blessing to just coach here, to equip young men to fulfill a higher calling. So we're blessed enough over a couple of years ago to win a national championship, and that was pretty special. You know, our family was there as well, so that was really incredible. So, but Bethel is special. Not just because of all these, I mean, all these ordinary moments, you know, so lead to special moments. So a lot of times you might think life is boring in some ways, or you might be doing a lot of things that might be ordinary. That's good. Be faithful, be excellent, excel in the ordinary things, and the special moments will come. Even before you realize, you don't have to force, especially as you walk with God. And I can testify of that. So part of my story, you know, I don't want it just to be just my story. I want it, you know, something that can, what my story represents in a way that it can impact you today, 5 years from now, 20 years from now, right? I've been here for 22 years. And as I look back, and one of my challenges for you today is, you know, what will your domino effect of your influence be 20 years from now? And that's something that I want to share a little bit with you today. But, you know, I say a lot, Bethel is a special place, and we have a lot of mentors around our team and coaches, and some of our players, I think, over the years realize this. Some of them realize after they graduate, but blessed enough to have an amazing group that even now realize that Bethel is a special place. And Bethel is a special place because, you can go to the next one here, because of God and what, how God moves in this campus. There's one of my favorite verses in the Bible. It's Psalm 40. It says, "Many, Lord my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you've planned for us. None can compare with you. Were I to speak and tell of your deeds, there will be too many to declare." And that's been something that as I look back in the journey that the Lord's taken me on, and I say, "Lord, you've done amazing things." And he's a God of wonders. And he has wonderful things planned for us. And he wants us to experience, you know, who he is in an incredible way. He's a wonderful God. And he has wonderful deeds. And if I were to speak of all the things God has done, it'd be too many for me to declare. And whether you're in the mountaintop, you know, those special moments, that a culmination of ordinary moments that allow you to experience something really special, or whether you're in a valley. And I guarantee you there's people here that There's some that might be at, you know, live, you know, at the top of a mountain, but a lot of us, a lot of times, we face valleys. Life is hard, but God wants us to meet us there. So I'm going to share briefly part of my journey when I first came to Bethel. So I grew up in Brazil, amazing family. All I wanted to do was play soccer, and playing in good academies. The more I succeeded in soccer, the less education kind of became important for me. And so, there we go. Yeah. Loved playing. Went to high school in Hawaii. Had a chance to come and met Bethel students for the first time in Hawaii. Steve Kramer. He brought the choir to Hawaii, and had a chance to meet at the time the director of admissions, Krista Wong. She was bringing a lot of Hawaiian students, so had a lot of connection to bring a lot of people from Hawaii. Had a chance to come to Bethel right away out of high school. I didn't. Had a good scholarship to go to Georgia. Went to a school there in Georgia. Wasn't ready really to come to a Christian school. See, I grew up in Brazil. I believed in God, went to church, but I was living a worldly life. And so, and that's part of a lot of our journey. A lot of times, you're not born loving God in a lot of ways, or you're not, especially as you grow old, you have to make a choice. You have to have a revelation of who Christ is to really decide to walk with him. And then growing up, for a lot of my years, I knew about God. I didn't know him personally. And so I was pursuing life. Right, part of my challenge at the end that I'm going to challenge you with, and this has been part of my journey, you can be a Christian or say you're a Christian or go to church, come to chapel, go to a Christian school or not, but what really separates, what the difference that it makes is, are you following Jesus? Because for a lot of my life, I was pursuing a dream. I was pursuing a career. I was pursuing things. I was following a dream. I was following something that I wanted to accomplish. And Jesus said, if you want to be my disciple, deny yourself, take up your cross. And he doesn't say follow your dreams. He says follow me. And so I came to Bethel as a young believer with a sincere heart, but still pursuing maybe what I wanted. And that's part of maturing, part of really becoming a disciple. There's a big difference. And so coming to Bethel as a young believer, I was excited, but I was still pursuing, I think, my own life. And when I came here, I ended up having, not going to go into a lot of the details, but because of, not of a head injury, but started having headaches early on. So it was my first semester here as a sophomore, fall of 2002, and ended up having a test, a CT scan and MRI, and they found two blood clots in my brain. And I was like, whoa, you know, so away from home as an international student, insurance wasn't great then, so I think it covered $1,000, and so within the first week, I was way, you know, thousands of dollars of doctor bills, and away from home, and doctors saying, we don't know, we can't operate it, you can't play soccer again, probably never be able to play soccer, you know, they presented my case in an international conference, and so it was a challenge, it was a valley, and so, but I can tell you how you handle the valleys in your life will equip you to climb mountains you never expected. So whatever you go through in life, and oftentimes, we see this all the time, right? It's more when you need the supernatural. When you're all that you can do, you've run out of all the options. And that's why people a lot of times in when they face cancer, I had my mom face cancer, and she had an amazing experience with God. And it changed the trajectory of our family. And then when I had that, I had a choice, and I decided, I had a roommate who was a believer, and we started, you know what, I'm going to start praying. Went to my knees, and man, God revealed himself. His presence came. I was in treatment for a whole semester, taking blood thinners, Had no idea what life was going to be ahead, but one thing I was for sure, I had to surrender. I had to follow him, and I decided to do that and had an amazing experience. And when you, how you handle those valleys can equip you. And I wouldn't be the person, the leader, I wouldn't be here today, I wouldn't be doing what I've done the last 20 years if it wasn't for that valley. So sometimes we have to be thankful for the valleys that God brings us through, even though it's really, really hard and you might not understand it. And so one thing that happened is God will empower you, the experiences you have with him, he will empower you to fulfill his purpose. And so for me, it became, you know, soccer, which was once an idol, became a tool to share the gospel, to equip servant leaders all around the world to fulfill God's purpose. And so I feel like the psalmist in that psalm, if I were to tell you all the things that God has done, there'll be too many. We'll be here all day. So I'll share, but some of these places, some of this journey includes a lot of places, you know, Japan, we're in Niger. You can go ahead. We'll go through this a little bit fast. South Africa, Ecuador, Mexico, Brazil, Indonesia, Nepal, Hong Kong, and that was supposed to be Singapore, not Nepal. Go on, and you can go to the next one. So, but it's not about what God, what all that I've God has allowed me to experience. Again, it's what might I say here that it's really going to impact you. You sit through so many chapels, you have people that are telling you about Christ, and you know. So, and I imagine there's a spectrum of people here that are, you know, all in on board, and there's people who are here. Yeah, I get it, you know, or you know, who are not following God. So, my heart and my prayer is what I would love for you to know and experience. It's two things. It's one, God is a wonderful God. And he wants you to transform your whole being. There's nothing as exciting, there's nothing as fulfilling than to actually walk in Christ, to live in Christ. There's nothing as exciting as that. And number two is this domino effect. What's the domino effect of your life? 20 years from now, right? The interactions you have, your actions, your emotions, they all create this ripple effect, right? You might be somebody you know, but then there's people that person is connected to someone else. And I'll show you just a quick, I mean, I could tell you maybe hundreds, like dozens of stories. I want to introduce you, some people might have heard him if you're here long enough. I know some faculty might have had him in class. Some of you support him, Jorge. Marcus, Jorge and Karen. Jorge was my first captain here at Bethel. He came from Mexico. All he wanted to do is play professional soccer. And now he is in Indonesia for 10 years. And what he's doing is amazing. Him and his wife, they have three kids now. So he went to Indonesia as a coach. And now, you know, 10 years later, he's got three kids. And that last picture there is kind of his team of Free and Safe in Indonesia. Where they mentor, they help people transition from prison. A lot of youth, a lot of young men and women. It's amazing. I've been there twice. We took our team there back in 2018. Incredible. And some of you might have gone there. If you have a heart for missions, come and see me. Is Isaac Nunes here? Yeah. Where are you? Yeah, there you go. Come and talk to that guy. If you want to be a follower of Christ, come and see any professors, myself, Isaac, somebody we went to together, go ahead. So there's Isaac. So Isaac was played at Bethel, I think, for like 7 years or 8 years. So for a long time, I think he wanted to keep going. So, and then he came on a trip. I think it was one of his senior years, one of them. And God rocked his world. He was a believer, you know, just, but something happened. Same with Jorge. Jorge went to a trip we took to in South Africa back in 2010. And it wasn't like anything super special happened on the trip, but there were nary moments of just the whole experience, and that transformed him. And really, he wouldn't be in Indonesia if he didn't have that experience. And so, but it's all part of a domino effect. a ripple effect. And so Isaac went, and I believe he was baptized, you know, in Indonesia. We had some four other students that were baptized there. So, and now he came back, and I mean, he's an amazing accountant and had a great career ahead of him doing that, and he gave everything up. He wasn't pursuing, you know, he's someone that, I mean, if you talk to him for a little bit, he's all out. He's not just following a career to be an accountant, but he's following Christ. So go on. And then some of you knew Hudson, so he was a staff here at Bethel for a few years, and now he's in Indonesia. So not as close to Hudson as I am with Jorge or Isaac, but that's part of the domino effect, right? Hudson wouldn't be in Indonesia if he wasn't for Isaac's experience. They're good friends. They lived together for a while. And so that passion of Hudson kind of rubbed off on Isaac's experience, and now Hudson is there. So that's all part of a domino effect. I'll give you one more. Some of you might remember JB or Justin Brown. So amazing guy, funny guy. So he had a pleasure of coaching him here as well. So him and his brother went on a trip with this guy named Jason Freeman. So, and because of that, Justin recommended Jason to apply for a graduate assistant position. And so some of you guys know Jason is our women's head coach now, a guy that I dearly respect. So when he first came to Bethel, we went, even before he started here, we went on a trip to Asia. I think 3 different countries, 10 different flights. I see Jason here. So incredible trip. And so he got to, experience what some of the work that even Jorge is doing in Indonesia. And so that was amazing. And now he's our women's, head coach. So that's just part of, I don't think, is that our next one? No, right? Yeah, there we go. So, and this is what I'll focus on just as I kind of close. So this has been part of my journey. And my challenge to you is, what will the domino effect of your life be? Your influence. And so you have an amazing opportunity. You know, this is a special, special place. But it's not because anything, it's really God. And there are a lot of amazing places around, but you're so blessed to be in a position that you're in to be here at Bethel. And, and Jesus is the way. You know, there's no other way. There's no other life. He is the source of life. He is the way. And so it took me a long time. And God will wait for you. If you're, you know, in your 80s, right, what will it take? You know, some of you might resist. To the degree you want to enjoy life, right? You're going to hold on really experiencing the fullness of what God has for you, right? So he came, and you have to give life in order to receive life. And for so long, a lot of believers, a lot of my life, I was holding on to it. I still want to enjoy the things that I want to enjoy. And sometimes nothing wrong to enjoying life, but if you do it in a way where you've surrendered, you've given everything, I'm following Christ. And if that means he leads me to be an accountant or a coach or a president, so be it. But there's a big difference of pursuing what we want versus really pursuing what Christ wants. And so, I want to challenge you, just that you consider, where am I in this? As you wrestle with your walk with Christ, and you might be somebody who is faithful, because I've been in this journey. I'm not way past my 40s, but I'm a grandpa. So it's a daily, it's a reflection, because the seasons can go and you can see that God has done wonderful things, but he still has more. You might go through different seasons, but I'm going to invite you to consider, where are you in this? Where are you? As you look at what Christ said, are you denying yourself? Are you taking up your cross? Are you following Christ? Or are you following your own ambitions? Are you following just whatever you want to do? But I tell you, it's an incredible. God will use you, because as I look across the room, I see greater impact than anything I've ever done. God can equip you. He can equip you to transform this world for Christ. And it might look very different than what you anticipated, but it's worth it. As you look back, what will your legacy be? Consider that. And if you give Christ, if you give him your full heart, he will do amazing things. He will do wonderful things. As you go through life, you're going to look back and say, if I were to share all that God has done, it would be too many to declare. So as I close, I want to pray for you, really, that you would consider that. And if you need, talk to a professor today. Don't let this day go by. You know, I'm willing. You know, my office is in White Camp. I'd love to talk with you, to pray with you. I know Coach Jason is here. So Isaac, find Isaac after here. If you love, have a heart for college ministry or mentoring young high school students, come see Isaac afterwards. And then, so I want to pray for you, but I also want to invite you to pray. Our team is going on a trip to Mexico at the end of the summer. 10 years ago, we went there as one of our trips. So Coach Raimundo, I'm blessed to coach with Coach Raimundo. He's a Bethel grad, him and his wife. Amazing, amazing man. So we've got an amazing group going. We got, I think, a group of 40 people that are going. So we're believing God to provide all that we need for the trip. So we have an event coming up here April 12th. If you want to support the trip, you can come or not come, but we're going to have our students, some of our student athletes will be selling a nice t-shirt. But if you love to support us, pray for us. And part of what we do is not just preparing for a season, but the heart of it is, can we produce more Jorges, Isaacs, Jasons, men who be all in to be servant leaders who are equipped to fulfill God's given purpose. And so I appreciate your prayers, and let me pray for you, and then I'll let Sean close us. So Lord, thank you for this day. Thankful for your spirit working in our hearts. It's not what I say, but if you're in it, and whatever my journey represents, Lord, that you would move the Holy Spirit, that you would touch hearts, that you would lead people to a revelation of Christ, that a wonderful God who has wonderful things planned. And Lord, I just pray that you'd move in these hearts, that you continue to do a mighty movement through what you've done here at Bethel. We just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Tiago.
Thanks for listening to the Bethel University Chapel Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast and get more information at chapel.betheluniversity.edu or check us out on the iTunes Store by searching for Bethel University Chapel.